Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. The complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope. With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Tuesday, August 2nd edition of the program. We have Ayman al-Zawahiri dead, killed in a drone strike by U.S. military in Kabul. He was sliced by the Switchblade missile, or the Ninja missile, as people are calling it. So al-Qaeda's longtime, well, formerly number two, and then the de facto spiritual leader of al-Qaeda is gone. We'll discuss that. Plus, Nancy Pelosi landed in Taiwan this morning. What should we make of this? What should our expectations be? And Manchin trying to convince everybody that his inflation reduction bill, or his role in the inflation reduction bill, somehow makes sense. I think that's going to be a much tougher sell for him, but we will dive into that. First, though, is there another organization like the Tunnel to Towers Foundation that is as dedicated to supporting America's heroes and their families ever since the tragic events of September 11th? Because I can't think of one. When a first responder or a military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For severely injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. And now, through Operation Homebase, Tunnel to Towers is gifting tiny homes to homeless veterans. Our nation's heroes, people who put their lives in line for our country and our communities, need your help. Help these heroes and their families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. Tunnel to Towers Foundation does amazing work. I donate every month. Please consider donating. You can start at just $11 a month. All right, so Zawahiri is dead. He was killed in a drone strike over the weekend. Joe Biden spoke about this, so it was official from the White House as of last night. here is what Biden had to say about this strike. I mean, he was telling us what I think was already pretty broadly reported, on.
Our intelligence community located Zawahiri earlier this year. He had moved to downtown Kabul to reunite with members of his immediate family. After carefully considering the clear and convincing evidence of his location, I authorized a precision strike that would remove him from the battlefield once and for all. This mission was carefully planned, rigorously minimized the risk of harm to other civilians. And 1 week ago, after being advised that the conditions were optimal, I gave the final approval to go get him. And the mission was a success. None of his family members were hurt, and there were no civilian casualties.
So this is justice delivered, although it took 20-plus years to get to this point. Zawahiri did a lot of damage, not just the horrific events of 9/11, which he was a key plotter in, but also the USS Cole bombing in Yemen and many, many terrorist plots and acts thereafter. So Zawahiri was somebody with a $25 million bounty on his head for good reason. I see the FBI has, as of today, updated his most wanted poster to deceased. And there is a satisfaction that only justice can bring right now. A lot of people feel. And justice does mean that he is he was a military target and he was taken off the battlefield. So it is a good thing. Now let's talk about the second order effects of this. What the heck is going on in Kabul, Afghanistan? Well, I think we know. You have the Haqqani network, who are designated terrorists, who are allies of Al-Qaeda, and for all intents and purposes, in many ways, a part of Al-Qaeda, an extension of Al-Qaeda in many regards, with what their goals are, how they operate, who their enemies are. They run Afghanistan. Sirajuddin Haqqani is in charge of Afghanistan. I mean, these are really bad people, and they're terrorists, and they run the country. So why would Zawahiri move to Kabul and live in a relatively speaking, wealthy part of Kabul? I mean, I've spent some time in that city myself. He was not far from the U.S. Embassy compound when he was hit by this drone, or what was the U.S. Embassy compound. So what exactly does this tell us? That the Taliban runs Afghanistan, and the Taliban is willing to host not just Al-Qaeda elements, but even the senior most infamous figures of Al-Qaeda. No problem with it. They knew he was there. They are friends of his. They are running that country. And they have tens of billions of dollars of military hardware, courtesy of the U.S. taxpayer, left behind after the disastrous Biden withdrawal program. So, yeah, Zawahiri was killed. That's a good thing. But what does it mean about Afghanistan? And one thing I can tell you from a time I spent in the CIA's counterterrorism center and looking at these problems for my job all day for years is that taking out leadership feels like it's progress, feels like it's an accomplishment when you're fighting against these unconventional military targets, effectively, these terrorist entities. And yet the history shows us, whether it is the killing of Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, the head of AQI. Guess what? The insurgency got worse in Iraq after Zarqawi was killed. The killing of Osama bin Laden himself. After that, ISIS, the Islamic State, became more powerful than ever, seized territory inside of Iraq, took the city of Mosul, created its caliphate. That was after bin Laden was killed. So, yes, it's a good thing, but we should think of it more like a general was taken off of the battlefield of the enemy, but the rest of the military is still there. The rest of their fighters are still there. And so this is not the end in any real sense. This is just another step in this very long process of trying to eventually eradicate Al-Qaeda, not just as an entity, as an organization, but as a belief system. So it is a very bad sign for what's going on in Afghanistan that Zawahiri was living in a house in right in downtown. I mean, this is the in Kabul terms, this is like living in Midtown Manhattan, right in the center of things. So there you have it. Now, why now? That's another question. I'm sure a lot of you are going to say, hey, Buck, hold on a second. Are we supposed to think this is a coincidence? Pelosi decides to go to Taiwan. She was in Taiwan this morning. Pelosi decides to go to Taiwan. Biden decides to pull the trigger with this drone strike on Zawahiri. You'll notice, oh, these are foreign policy wins that are going to get a lot of media focus and attention right now. But they've been on the table for, well, as long as these people have been in charge, as long as they've been in their respective positions. Why is Pelosi going to China? I mean, sorry, to Taiwan now, even risking the anger of the Chinese Communist Party? Well, because I think she realizes that the Democrat Party needs to have some story, some narrative, and they're desperate to cobble it together. Of, look, we take action on national security, they will say. Look at the Zawahiri strike. He was there for months. They're going to say that this was the best opportunity we had to get him. But is that really true? Is that, or did they wait? Did they know he was there and he was living effectively out in the open in Kabul, known to many people that he was there? You know, that's not the kind of thing you can hide, right? Zawahiri is second only to bin Laden in terms of notoriety, facial recognition, among all of the jihadist terrorists of the last 20 some odd years. Zawahiri is second only to bin Laden. So people knew he was there and he was living out in the open. In Kabul, I mean, not out. You know, well, he wasn't making TikToks of himself, obviously, but he was. It seems to me like it's a very realistic possibility that the Biden administration was holding this as not an October surprise, but an August surprise to go into the midterms of, see, we got Zawahiri. We understand national security. Don't worry about that huge war in Europe that's going on after the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Don't worry about that. Really? And then there's also the Pelosi visit to Taiwan. Pelosi is a human being. She is only concerned with herself. She only cares about herself. Okay. This is not a person who is a public servant. This is a person who has served herself through the pretense of doing public good. She's a leftist, a self-dealing, sanctimonious leftist who has just done whatever she can to accrue power and wealth for herself and her husband, including using some really interesting information over a long period of time. So does she care about freedom in Taiwan? Really? I don't think so. But this is a chance for Nancy Pelosi to do something. People are going to say, oh, it's so brave. China didn't do anything in response to this as it was happening, and I think is unlikely to do anything meaningful in response to it afterwards anyway. Yeah, they'll make noise. They'll test Taiwanese airspace or something. You know, they'll do something so they can say, see, we're ready and willing to assert our authority. But there was some risk here of escalation or miscalculation, I suppose. We always have to take that possibility into account. So why would Pelosi do that? Well, because this gives CNN and the Democrat media a narrative. A narrative other than Joe Biden is too old, is an incompetent, and is making everything worse in this country. We took out Zawahiri. It took over 20 years, folks. Over 20 years to get this guy. So yes, it is justice done, but you know, imagine a serial killer, which is effectively what Zawahiri is on the run. You know, if it takes 20 years to catch him, I don't know if you necessarily say, well, it's great police work. Yeah, would have been great police work if you caught him in 2 weeks. 20 years after multiple full-scale military invasions in the region and billions of dollars spent in the intelligence community and the whole drone program, everything else, took us 21 years to get this guy. Okay. I mean, it's the right thing. It's a good thing. But I don't know if it's a spike the football in the end zone thing for our intelligence community and those who ordered the strike. That's all I'm saying. It certainly took a very long time to get here. And in terms of what it means for Afghanistan, it's nothing good going on there, folks. It's going to be a terror sanctuary. It already is a terror sanctuary, but it's going to be an increasingly dangerous one It's just a question of what their next moves will be to become a platform for the jihad, I think. And then Pelosi and China, what is going to change as a result of this? Is U.S. policy going to change? Is Chinese policy going to change? No. But this is an obsession with the optics, an obsession with the pageantry of diplomacy as more meaningful than it really is. Ultimately, the questions that remain are, will China use force to take Taiwan? Will we use force to prevent them from doing so if China chooses to do so? Okay, that's the situation. That is the circumstance that faces us. And this Pelosi touchdown in Taiwan doesn't change any of that. So this is what we face. Now, on to Senator Manchin. He had a sit down today with Harris Faulkner of Fox News, in which she was pushing back on, and he's trying to tell us this bill, this anti-inflation bill, which is just crazy, is going to do all these great things. Here she is actually asking some really good questions.
Are you saying that Mitch McConnell and others in the Senate are wrong about those numbers and that Americans' taxes are not going to go up that point?
Totally, absolutely wrong. Totally wrong. And here's the thing. Right. They're looking at it through political lenses. Look at it through the American lens.
I'm just asking questions.
I'm just answering questions.
Okay.
I want to answer these questions because what you're asking and the facts you have are completely wrong.
You're just wrong. Oh, really? I don't think she's wrong. I think Joe Manchin knows that he's caught being a big lib. Pretends, I'm just Joe Manchin. You can trust me. I'm just one of the guys. I'm a Democrat, but I'm a West Virginia Democrat and the whole thing. No way. Guy's a fraud, and caving on this, what, because it's going to help so much with inflation? This is ridiculous, and he knows it, but they put a lot of pressure on him. They put a lot of heat on him, and he finally caved. And here's just a rule. Anytime someone is doing something like this, and they're telling you there's no downside, spending hundreds of billions of dollars, taxing hundreds of billions more, and they will not admit to a trade-off, they're lying to you. Okay, so just always start with that. If they'll tell you, yeah, look, here's the good part, here's the bad part, I think it's worth it, at least they're being honest with you. Joe Manchin is lying to his constituents and lying to the American people. And I appreciate that Harris Faulkner decided to push back on some of that today. And you could tell he was getting a little feisty there. He was getting a little angry. We'll continue to follow this and more, team. Make sure you check out the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast as well. I'm on solo this week for 3 hours. So I'm going, if you didn't hear me talk about something here, but you want to hear about the latest, go there. Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, and subscribe to that podcast too. Talk to you tomorrow. Shields high.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. He served our nation for over 7 years before he was severely injured during training. He was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Tunnel to Towers paid Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, removing a financial burden for him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his specific needs. Tunnel to Towers helps severely injured service members and first responders, as well as Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders. It has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. The foundation is also committed to eradicating veteran homelessness. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's t2t.org.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.